Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle coming to you from the downtown San Francisco studios of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. We do this show each and every week at this time, 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight out on the East Coast, where technically it's Monday morning. Great to have you with us, though. We talk video games. This is what we do. And you can also see the show as well. There's not a lot of bells and whistles to it just yet. We are on twitch.tv. Search for Sports Byline USA. We're also on the Twitch app. Once again, Sports Byline USA. And right now it's me talking into a mic. And as we gear up, we'll have, like I said, a lot more video and other things to check out as we go along, especially if we have a guest in the studio as well. So thanks to everyone who's tuned in on Twitch.tv and the Twitch app. You can always text as well. And it's, once again, Sports Byline USA. You can hear all the shows. Go through our website, sportsbyline.com. Go there. Click Listen Live. Emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. In fact, that's how we give away the game. I'll ask you at 40 after. I'll give away a brand new game. I'll ask you a very easy question, and then you can just email me, rick@sportsbyline.com. But what we do is we talk about video games here. It's the only hour all week on Sports Byline where we get that. Also proud to be on SB Nation Radio as well. Go to SBNationLive.com to listen to us through their website as well. And then I would be remiss to not say hello to everyone listening on The Voice on the American Forces Radio Network. It's 500 outlets, 177 countries. Ships at sea, maybe AWACS overhead. If you're in the military, I'm on your side. We know the troops love their video games. We love the troops. They keep us safe. They allow us to do stuff like this. So stay safe. Come home soon. Also on the social media ways of getting us through your apps, you can always hear us through the TuneIn Radio app and the iHeartRadio app and the Stitcher app as well. Plus, on your TV set, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network, channel 2, and 35 million homes. So we'll talk about video games, what you've been playing this weekend. I'll let you know what's new this week. I'll give a game away and cheat codes at the end. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back and we'll do this on the Video Game Review.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey, Rick Tittle here. I have to shave. Even though I'm not the hairiest person in the world, I'm basically a Ken doll with headphones on, but I need to shave. What are you going to use that's not going to make hamburger out of your face? The throwaway razor, electric razor, straight razor. I found it in Harry's. You know, Harry's founders themselves, they were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. So we have a deal for you. Go to harrys.com/game right now. Get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave with a weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. And remember, you can get your trial set by going to harrys.com/game. Rick Tittle, two thumbs up for Harry's. You know, they bought a world-class blade factory in Germany for just this purpose. harrys.com/game.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network and on Twitch.tv and the Twitch app. Search for Sports Byline USA. Get on in, as we don't have a guest today, so you be my guest. Be my guest, Angela Lansbury, Candlesticks, at 1-800-878-PLAY. Every year in San Francisco, they have the Game Developers Conference. And I've been lucky to go for many, many years, more than 10 now. And it begins tomorrow. And the first 2 days are mostly just sort of the classroom type of chats. And I learned very early on that this is for game developers. And you might think, well, duh, it's called the Game Developers Conference. But it really is for people who make video games. I remember going to a Battlezone one and it was all code. And the guy was like speaking Dutch. And I'm like, I don't know. I didn't know what I was expecting, actually. Been to a lot of cool talks over the years. Finally got to meet Warren Robinette. The first Easter egg ever. Made Adventure on the Atari 2600. Got to see the guy from Hello Games last year talking about No Man's Sky. Forgot his name. But I have seen some really cool talks over the years. And just to let you know, a couple that I plan to attend starting tomorrow, there's one that's called Building the Interface of the Elder Scrolls Blades in Landscape and Portrait. And it says, much like responsive web design, building a clean, usable game interface for a good array of mobile devices from small and wide phones to large and narrow tablet screens is a challenge in flexibility and a dent on game budget. So who in their right mind would want to design code and test an interface twice over in both landscape and portrait, only to offer players the freedom to rotate their device screens at will? Bethesda did it. But why? How? What was it that made the time and energy worthwhile? So that's pretty cool. We'll talk about that. And of course, that's a game I'm interested in. A couple more here. This is just the ones I usually like will make game time decisions, but these are the ones I looked at beforehand. Did you have fun? Analytics and Call of Duty. Games are meant to be fun, right? But how do you measure fun? How do you quantify emotion? Well, you can start by simply asking people. In this talk, Activision's lead data scientist Dylan Rogerson will share how the Call of Duty analytics team turned in-game fun surveys into actionable insights predicting what factors such as disconnecting from the game, playing with certain maps, individual and team performance would lead players having fun. Through this lens, you can also begin to turn insights like these into game designed focus experiments as fun key measurements. And so they'll help you in that way. There's also a, they have a film every day, and one of them is called The Name of the Game. It follows arcade designer Eugene Jarvis and the Finnish game developer Housemarque on a 3-year struggle to create a spiritual successor to Eugene Jarvis's smash hit. Do you remember what that was? Robotron, back in the 80s. Or as we used to call it, Robot Ron. And one more here, which I think is interesting. It's called It Just Works, Ray Traced Reflections in Battlefield 5. In this 1-hour technical presentation, Yasin Uludag and Johannes Deliganis will share all the nitty-gritty details, or as Nacho Libre would say, nitty-gritty, of DICE's Battlefield 5 Ray Traced Reflection implementation. There is a brief primer to DXR, so previous experience with the API is not required to enjoy the majority of the talk. The presentation covers everything from shader generation to denoising that is necessary to ship a high-quality tile with ray trace reflections. Finally, the presentation will show plenty of eye candy to demonstrate if you do everything just right and are willing to invest a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, it does indeed just work eventually. Now, you hear these names, like Johannes and Yasin. That's because the people from DICE come from Sverige, or as we would say, Sweden. So they're going to have some Swedish names like that. And one more that I have put in because I really want to see it. It's called Illustrating Tamriel, Creating Key Art for the Elder Scrolls Online. And it says the Elder Scrolls Online releases 4 content updates per year. Each update is accompanied by a highly detailed key art illustration produced in-house and used as a focal point of corresponding marketing campaign. In this session, Lucas Smolinski discusses compositional strategies for crafting a compelling narrative with a single image and details the character-centric visual storytelling techniques he employs to enhance dramatic tension and expand the emotional resonance of key art. Boy, that's a good sentence. Using a recent illustration as a case study, the artist summarizes his meticulous approach for creating these images within the various constraints imposed by competing stakeholders. He also outlines parameters used to select approved compositions and shows how forces external to the artist often influence the final result of key art. Now, my takeaway from that is I'm sure these speakers, like we just heard there, Lucas Smolinski. It's Slolimski. Sorry, Smolinski was the guy on the A's. Slominski. Lucas Slominski. He obviously wrote this about himself, or somebody did. That's not bad. He's from ZeniMax Online. ZeniMax, of course, is the parent company to Bethesda anyway. So those are some of the sessions. And then you also get the parties as well. The parties are hit or miss. I would say they used to be really good. Now they're kind of, they're all right. Last year I took a friend to the Wednesday night Blacks and Gaming party at 111 Minna, and they had a contest, and first prize you draw the little tickets was an Xbox One with a super controller on the side. He won, and I brought him, and I thought, that's amazing. It's great. It's cool. And I said, I don't even have one. I got a PS4. And he goes, yeah, I already have one. So at that point, I kind of thought he was going to say, you take it. You don't have one. You invited me here. You dragged me here. You take it. And I said, yeah, I don't have one. He goes, cool. Now I'll have one upstairs and downstairs. Okay, that's fine. That all works. But anyway, suffice to say, it is an entire week that's chock full of classroom sessions. Then on Wednesday, the expo starts, and then I'll get my hands. I've got some appointments with HTC Vive and Oculus. I'll get my hands on how VR has gone. And that's how I've seen, you know, stage by stage throughout the last decade plus of how VR has gone. And every year it gets better and better and better. Also, there's a huge job fair as well. I know a lot of people come. They come from all over the world, and I know they pay some people pay thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. And that's just for the hotel room. There's also, of course, the price to get in is pretty huge because, you know, the sessions are endless. This is the big game developers conference for the world. I know they have one in Asia. They have one in South America. They have one in Europe as well, usually in Holland or Germany, sometimes in England. But this is the biggie, and it's a very eclectic thing from all the people who come from around the world. And I will sashay in there for free as a journalist. And so what I'm trying to say is, and in a roundabout way, is that next week on the show, I should have a lot of to say about what I saw in games. I have a lot of appointments at booths. I also have these little private shows that people rent halls or hotel rooms, and they bring us in like three at a time or one at a time and give us a half hour, an hour. They show me one game. They show me three, four, five games, six games. And then they usually give you a cookie and a thumb drive, and they send you on your merry way, as I will, as I transition into a break there. How's that for a segue? I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back in the Video Game Review.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. Coming up in the next segment, we'll give away a brand new game, as we always do at 40 after. What have you been playing this weekend? Anything captivating you? Are you a free agent? Are you in a relationship with a game? It's funny because when the latest Black Ops came out and the latest Fallout game and Battlefield 5, they all came out like within 3 weeks of each other, which is like London buses, right? They always say a London bus doesn't come from an hour and then three come back to back to back. And I think about how in the summer there was nothing really new to play. And yeah, it's the summer, so you're going outside a little bit more. But I would have loved one of those games in the summer to just, like, dive into it. So I like the Black Ops game. That was first. Battlefield 5, unfortunately for me, I didn't like the graphics as much or the gameplay or the lame sounds of the guns. And so Battlefield 1 is way better. Battlefield 4 was way better. Battlefield Bad Company 2 is way better. And then I played Fallout 76. And as soon as I played, I got killed twice, and I just hated the fact that you had to play online. And I threw a grenade that hit a mutant, but it also hit a guy's house, and the guy was like 50 levels higher than me, and he got to kill me for free because my grenade hit his house by mistake. It's just all this stupid stuff. And so I put that away. And then one day, a couple months ago, I decided to give Fallout 76 another chance because I really loved Fallout 3. I really loved Fallout 4, especially Fallout 4. And so I thought I would give it another chance. And so once you buy in to the whole thing about how, yes, you cannot carry everything like you used to, especially at your house, because in Fallout 4, you would have one house and you would build it up and then you would teleport back to it. And then you go to new places and you teleport back. Well, this place you can teleport back, but only if you're underweight. And I'm usually about 600 to 700 to 800 overweight just by basically carrying the same stuff I used to have. Now, here's the thing. Your little house with your chest there, your camp, C-A-M-P, only holds 800. Before that, it was 600 until we got a patch. The patch gave us 200 more, which was nice, but it's not unlimited. So I had to embrace the fact that if I saw anyone else, if they got close to me, I usually would stand completely still, or I would turn the game off, or I would, like a guy the other day came into my house, which is basically just a few platforms, and I went over to the weapons bench, and I went into the little animation, the cutscene of me working on the bench, although I wasn't doing anything. And so this guy is standing next to me, poking me, inviting me to join his team. I don't know who or she is. I don't care to play Fallout with anybody else. You know, the whole reason you have an online game is to play against or with people. The combat is wonky. Somebody has to attack you back, or you have to attack them back. And then when they kill you, they're called a murderer. Then they get hunted down. It's just, it's not good. And then to play with somebody else, you know, you have to go through these gesticulations of thumbs up and jumping up and down, and all the time you are invited to join a team. No, thanks. That's not what Fallout is, at least not to me. But after finally buying in that I'm going to play this game because there's just too much to discover, and I love the Fallout apocalypse. I really do. And I have a review. Now, this review is right when it came out, but it still reminded me. This is from The Guardian in England. And it said, Fallout 76, half-baked conflict and witless quests unearth the dead. This soulless sequel is perfect if you enjoy picking up rubbish in a wasteland. and hearing about how there's no supporting characters. There's, what is my mission? I don't need my raison d'etre to try to get through all that. But I think about how this game, this world, this map is endlessly great. I mean, it really is. It's beautiful. And around every corner, endlessly, there's something. And then it's huge. You can make a whole game out of each of these places that you go into. But I found out the way to play this game for me to make it enjoyable is to be nomadic. And that is, I built my platforms on my house. It's got a little cooking station. It's got three machine gun turrets. You go up the stairs. It goes a long plank. Has the weapons workbench, the armor workbench, the chemistry station, and the tinker's workbench for your ammunition. And then at the very end, I have my CAMP. And then I put another staircase, I put a bed, a castle bed, and then I just put some planks. And that blueprint stays. So whenever I go anywhere, there's no way I'm getting back. Because I was doing that for a while. I would go back, and then when I would go back, it would take forever because I'm always overloaded. I could never just simply beam back, fast travel. And it all came to a head when I was trying to get the plans for the power armor, platform. And I finally went on the internet and they said, oh, you got to go to this thing. It's south of the map. And I was way up northwest. So I put on my hazmat suit and I went down this river. And I went down the river and, of course, I was overloaded. So I would go fast. My AP would run out. Then I have to go slow, wait for my AP reload. It was at nighttime and it was creepy. And I tried to avoid any type of conflict, but it took me about 20 minutes to get down this river and then about another 10 minutes to cross the map to get to this place. And then I get to it and they're like, yeah, you need black titanium, whatever. So I'm now level 37, and I don't have a power armor workbench right now. Now, one of the cool things about Fallout 76 is you can carry around your power armor chassis on you, and it only counts as 10 weight. We know before you had to leave your power armor somewhere if you were going to take it off, and you had to go back for it. In fact, when I look at my home in Fallout 4, on my roof, I had over 16 power armors lined up. It's different now because you can only pull out one at a time. You can carry more than one if you want. So what I do is I'll play for a couple hours. I'll make my way towards new places that I've never been, and there's still a million places I haven't discovered yet. I said level 37. I'll find a spot to put down my my CAMP. As soon as I do, I get my blueprint for my just exactly as it was. The only thing is the thing I put outside, like bungee spikes, a water pump, and five other machine gun turrets. I have to reposition those depending on where I am. And then I can go up and I can start scrapping everything. I can scrap the junk and I can start scrapping all the weapons that I don't want. And that, to me, at least now it makes it playable. It does make it playable. Now, for the first time ever, actually today I was getting some latency. I was hitting some super mutants with a super sledge and there was no detection going on. And when I would aim at a mutant, it would pop in and out of frame. So that server was bad. I'm not kicked off as much as I was before, which always stinks. But, every once in a while I'll load and I fall. Like, it sort of counts me as being on the highest platform, even though when I save, I go down to terra firma, which is a little bit weird. And sometimes it'll tell me, we can't place your home. You get a free placement. We won't charge you caps if you want to move your CAMP, which is weird. And then now these things I'm fighting, these gulpers, these anglers, this green thing called the, something with a W, just comes up, slaps me in the face. And there's some hard battles going on. But think about it. I've got some nice guns, but nothing like the spray and pray I bought from Cricket with 45 exploding ammo like I did in Fallout 4. I would love to have the thing and walk around with impunity. So I have bought in into this game. I'm living like a nomad. Every time I end the game, I put it in a new camp. I spend whatever it is, 24 caps at a time. I have over 1,000. It's not a big deal. That's the way I can like this game, because I don't have to turn around and go back every time. And if you love the Fallout world, you love this game. It is really, the map is really incredible. So it has pros and cons, and a lot of people ripped it, just like I said. I read that thing in The Guardian, and that was kind of the consensus. Look, it's not as fun as Fallout 4. It's just not. But it's still fun. Just because it's not as fun as Fallout 4 doesn't mean it's still not a good game. I hate that it's online. I hate that there's latency issues because it is on a server. But the pros outweigh the cons, and that's why I'm playing it, and I'm liking it, and I play it a lot. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review. We'll give away a brand new game.
The blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's
855-325-1780. The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. Video Game Review also on Twitch.tv. The Twitch app. Johnny says in a text that the audio is a little hot. Okay, I brought it down. Hopefully it sounds better. Thank you for the input. But it is 40 after the hour. This is the time when we give away a brand new game. The way you win it is by sending the answer to my email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. We used to do call-ins for a good decade. Barnabas call-ins? No, just call-ins. And we found it just goes smoother. The third correct answer will win Air Conflicts Collection by Calypso Media, which technically doesn't even come out until the 26th. This is for the Nintendo Switch. And so my question is, do you think this is about dogfights, or do you think this is about dogs? Just let me know. Take to the skies with the Combat Flight Simulator Air Conflicts Collection for Nintendo Switch. This collection contains remastered versions of two classic flight sims, Air Conflicts Secret Wars and Air Conflicts Pacific Carriers. In Secret Wars, pilot your way through 7 different campaigns and 49 missions set during World War I and World War II. In Pacific Carriers, choose to fight for either U.S. Navy or the Imperial Japanese Navy, climbing into the cockpit and immersing yourself in the famous battles of the War of the Pacific. Both games feature plenty of action, dozens of planes and weapons, and 4 robust multiplayer modes. So, yes. I was going to say Pacific Carriers. There wouldn't be any World War I there. And you can play with the Imperial Navy. That means you can get into a Zero and fly into a carrier, kamikaze? I don't know. But Air Conflicts Collection by Calypso Media. Just let me know, is this about dogfights or is this about dogs? All right, we'll get to the new releases here in a little bit. By the way, at the end of the show, rick@sportsbyline.com is the email to send the answer to the question and also a cheat code request. And we'll get to that in the next segment. The Division 2. The Division 2. A lot of people are playing it. A lot of people are really fired up about it. And there are also a couple things. And I was reading an article today on IGN about the Dark Zones. The Dark Zones in the Division 2, the Tom Clancy game, are areas that have been contaminated and are separate from the main places that you see in your map. And you go into a Dark Zone, and that will add you to a shared environment where you can take over landmarks and try to get your hands on some loot. So other players will be doing the same and may even try to steal what you're trying to steal. So you need to be on your toes. Now, how do you unlock them? Before you can get to the Dark Zones, you need to upgrade the theater to level 3. The theater is in the first settlement you'll come across in the game, and you'll need to complete the 3 main missions to unlock the Solidarity tier, which will give you access to a Dark Zone officer. Once you completed the 3 main missions, head back to the theater. Unlock the Dark Zone officer, Sanayat Azera. After talking to her, she'll become available at your home base, and you can talk to her to gain access to your first Dark Zone and then to later choose your tier points as well. But once you've unlocked those Dark Zones, your gear will have 2 lots of stats that you can view, and you can toggle between them as well. One is automatically leveled for PvP, and the other is how it looks in the main world. So make sure to equip gear that will serve you best wherever you are. But how do you get the Dark Zone loot? One of the main points, as I was mentioning, of going into the Dark Zone is to get some treasure, as we say. And on your first visit to these areas, you'll be talked through the process, but then it gets more confusing. So you can either choose to get your loot through regular play, or you can go rogue. If you go rogue, that'll give you a lot more, but it also flags you as a target for other PvP. So I think that you should know that if you die in a Dark Zone, you can respawn to try to collect what you stole but there's probability that somebody already stole it because you left it. Yeah, that's right. You left it. Now, I also saw an article on Kotaku that I thought was really cool by Zach Wiesen. And he talks about, you know, because remember in the first division with the, what is it, the dollar flu and New York City, well, now it's spread to Washington, D.C. So they actually have real museums that you can go into in the Division II. And so this article by Zach, it shows the screenshots that he had been taking, especially in the Smithsonian. You can see one of the lunar landing modules, the American History Museum, which is based on the National Museum of American History. Beautiful trains are in there as well. You think about the amount of time and artwork that was put into these. Also in the American History Museum, as the environments go through, as you move through the building, you can encounter the old statue and exhibits about the 13 colonies and Western expansion. But then you get this jungle-filled section of the museum, which is all about Vietnam. And it's pretty cool because now you're sneaking around a museum, but it's got all the plant life around you, the flora. It's got a Huey. It's got a couple of Hueys in there, like a little bird. It's absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely amazing the time they put in to these museums. And then in the Air and Space Museum, you can find a lot of old planes, a lot of old drones. And if you keep exploring the museum, you'll find the space shuttle. And when you find the space shuttle, which is hanging from the ceiling, and I did once have the pleasure and privilege of going to the Air and Space Museum at the mall in Washington, D.C., the space shuttle has seen better days, though. It's a little bit torn up. And then one of the coolest parts is you turn that and you find yourself on the surface of Mars, because they've got a little fake Mars and they've got a little baby Land Rover there as well. It's pretty amazing how they've come through all this. They've got the Newseum as well. In there, it's just it's the kind of detail that you wouldn't expect. But then again, it's Ubisoft, and you think about how much time they put into it, and just the artwork behind it. And when you think about how grim this is, that basically the world has been taken over by criminals and rogues and mercenaries and everything else as you try to stop them, and then here you are walking into the Smithsonian with all, I mean, it's almost reminds me of that Assassin's Creed. What was it called? The Pax mode, the peace mode, where you actually could just watch a mummy being eviscerated and you didn't have to fight and no one was going to fight you. You know, the library mode. It almost seems like you could do it here, but in this article, Zach said that when he stepped on Mars, somebody shot and killed him. So yeah, that wouldn't work out. wouldn't work out too well there, but I love it. I remember, you know, whenever a game goes the extra mile like that, just little things like that, it helps. All right, let's take a look at the new games this week. And we'll start off with a game on the Switch, Turok Dinosaur Hunter Remastered. Take on prehistoric predators of all shapes and sizes as Turok Dinosaur Hunter. Now, I remember playing Turok on the N64. It was a big release. There was a composite bow, and it was a guy who kind of looked like Rambo that was fighting dinosaurs. It was an okay game. It was okay. All right. Also, Fate Extella Link. Fate/Extella:Link. This game is multi-format. It's on the PS4. It's on the PC. It's on the Nintendo Switch. It's on the PlayStation Vita. Picking up where the story ended in Fate Extella, the Umbral Star, Fate Extella Link, expands the roster of playable characters. The Messenger, this is PSN game on the PS4. In The Messenger, you play as a young ninja tasked with carrying a powerful scroll upon which his clan's survival remains. SNK 40th Anniversary Collection. SNK 40th Anniversary Collection packs 13 SNK arcade hits into one collection. I always think of SNK games on the old Neo Geo. Remember that? Satisfactory on the PC. As an engineer and pioneer, you won't only be constructing and automating the very factory that will contribute to the end of the world. The Sinking City. And it's got some old graphics with like a octopus on it. Inspired by the chilling works of horror writer H.P. Lovecraft, Sinking City is a mind-bending open world. Everything now, you think about how weird Lovecraft was when he alive, and now his name is an adjective, Lovecraftian. Junk Planet on the Switch, 2D sandbox game, Japanese twist, recover a planet covered in junk. Sounds like my bedroom, just kidding. Alwa's Awakening, that's all I gave me on the PS4. Sekiro, Shadows Die Twice. This is a big release, a third-person action-adventure game that puts players in the role of a hard-headed assassin. PC, Xbox One, PlayStation 4. Unravel 2 on the Switch. Unravel 2 enters on the bond between two Yarnies. Its gameplay can be viewed as a single player or as a co-op. Hell Warders on the Xbox One. Face demonic armies with your friends and build deadly defenses or find epic weapons to fend off the invasion. This said fend of the invasion. I think I knew what they meant. Caretaker PC. Caretaker is an immersive first-person horror experience. You're an investigative journalist who's hungry for a story. Hungry in quotes. Sounds almost like zombies. Two more games here. Symmetry on the Switch. Symmetry is a time management survival game set in a post-apocalyptic world. And finally, American Ninja Warrior Challenge on the Xbox One, also on the PS4 and the Switch. In American Ninja Warrior Challenge, players compete on daunting obstacle courses from the hit show. I actually had the host, I already forgot her name. Blonde lady from American Ninja. She was on my show the other day. I wonder if she's in the video game. If I see her again, I'll have to ask her. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back on the video game review. We'll do a cheat code at your request.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, just in time to give away a game. Did we do this already? We didn't do this already. 40 after, give away a brand new game. The game I'm giving away, and just send me a little email, rick@sportsbyline.com. I'm going to be giving away the Division 2. The Division 2, Tom Clancy's game, of course, distributed by Ubisoft, made by Massive. Massive, by the way, is a company in Malmo, Sweden. Malmo is right across the water from Copenhagen in Denmark. It's near Lund. But Malmo was a company that started in the 90s, and they were bought out by Activision, but Ubisoft bought them like over 10 years ago, and they've been doing Ubisoft games ever since. But I remember, speaking of the Hornet over here in Alameda in San Francisco Bay, there was a game years ago where Ubisoft took us to one of those games, and it was on the Hornet, and it was on the hangar deck. It was one of the coolest video game parties I ever went to. But just how worldwide they are. You have Massive, which is in Sweden. You have Ubisoft Reflections. You have Red Storm Entertainment under their umbrella. Ubisoft Annecy in France, Ubisoft Paris, Ubisoft Montreal, Ubisoft Shanghai, Ubisoft Romania, Ubisoft Sofia, Ubisoft Leamington. Leamington is just north of London. I've been there. Leamington Spa, or as they call it, freestyle games. Remember I was talking about how great it was to go through the Smithsonian and all that? 400 employees work for Massive Entertainment. So maybe that's why it's not that surprising that they have it. Anyway, rick@sportsbyline.com. And the cheat code for today, send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. It says, Rick, for the Xbox, this is from Jeremy, NHL 2K6. Yes, 2K6. How do I unlock everything? You put in as your profile name Turco813, like Marty Turco. Yeah, 2K6. TURCO813, and you will unlock everything on the original Xbox for NHL 2K6. I'm Rick Tittle. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time on Video Game Review.